Hi. Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. I'm going to do a little bit different today. I'm going to try to read a lot of verses. Don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to just try to go over the salvation verses kind of to help you out and learning why Jesus came to earth and what salvation is all about and what it is to be a Christian. So we'll start with Psalms 68:11, for instance. It says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it." 2 Peter 1, verse 4. "Hereby we are given exceedingly great and precious promises, that you might be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." So it looks like we're being shown through God's word that there's something about sin. "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep the things which are written therein. For the time of the Lord is at hand." At Revelation 1:3, and in Matthew 4:4, "But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You have to forgive me if I have a hard time reading. It's way over there. Anyway, the word is our bread. "But he answered and said, It is written that man shall live by bread alone. Not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And what is every word? It's the Bible. The King James Version of the Bible. You need to read it. It is food. It is an explanation of life. It is many, many things that will help you to live. 2 Timothy 3:15. Well, let's go on to Luke 11:28. "But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word and keep it." Psalms 119, we'll go on. John 17:17. "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Whose word? God's word. 2 Timothy 2:15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And this verse gives a lot of problems to a lot of people because you don't study. You don't learn what the Bible says. And you don't go away from your teachers. You gather together many people after accepting Jesus will find a nice, comfortable place to go to church or something, and they pretty much listen to what the pastor says and whoever they have come in there, and yes, may read the Bible, but you need to be able to go and study. See if your pastor is telling you the truth. And moving on, we're going to read John 8:31. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." I'm getting used to this a little bit, I think. Hebrews 3:4. "For every house is builded on some man, but he that built all things is God." 1 Timothy 2:5. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." First Timothy 1:15. "This is a faithful saying and a worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So there's only one way to come to Christ Jesus, to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. Now, Proverbs 14:12 is for Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto all men once to die, but after that the judgment. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 John 5:11, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is through his Son. John 20:31, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that we believing, and that believing you might have life through his name. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, it looks like. For by grace ye are saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of all them that diligently seek him. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but passeth from death unto life. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 11:26. 25-26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, shall he live. Yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:17. For God sent his Son into the world to God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Romans 14:12. So then everyone shall give account of himself to God. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love towards us, that in while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, which is the cross, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Jesus was whipped 40 times. And by those stripes of the whip, we are healed. 1 John 1:7. That if we walk not in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship from another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from sin. First Corinthians 15:3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which is at first begun to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? 2 Corinthians 6:12. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation. Now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned away every one of to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus took all our sins. Acts 16:30. And brought them out and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved? Romans 10:9. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now let's take time to pray. Pray this prayer with me if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is your prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe Christ died on the cross for me, that God rose him on the third day, and that his precious blood will cleanse me from all sins. By faith I now receive the Lord Jesus into my heart as Lord and my Savior. Trust in him for the salvation of my soul. Help me, Lord, do thy will each day. In Jesus' name I pray. Simple prayer gets you saved. Then read his word, as these verses that I'm giving you are telling you how precious the word of God is for your salvation. 1 John 5:13. These things I have written unto you that believe in his name, in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God which passes understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love the Lord. Well, I have done a lot of reading of verses. A lot of times when you watch my program, I don't actually go to verses by name and verse. But when I'm talking to you, I am referring to verses. I am telling you them in many ways. Today I thought it was pretty important just to read the verses that generally cover salvation. If you understand these verses, or you go to the Bible and you read these verses, my website has a list of these verses, just like I read them to you. You can go to my website and read those verses for yourself. I believe there's a link that's just called, What Must I Do? Or it's right, actually, it's on my first page. So you just simply scroll down the main body, and you will see all these verses. Now, it is getting close to time when, after you're saved, that the enemy is coming to the place where he's going to come into power more than ever in all history. As you read the Bible, you'll see that there's been pretty hard times for the nation of Israel after God made them a nation. It's been pretty hard for most of the Bible season, you know, the last 6,000 years, there's 7,000 year period, and it's been pretty difficult for anybody that calls himself a servant of God or God's children, and now we call ourselves Christians. We've been always disobeying, we've been always not paying attention, going our own ways. Enemies has always been out there all the time. The Bible tells us that when Christians get going for a while, they start getting puffed up, you know, or the nation of Israel, they begin to think that, you know, they don't need to fear the Lord or they don't need to obey Him. And these other things look pretty good. And we read the story. It could be pretty depressing sometimes how people with such wonderful miracles and such love from God can turn so quickly away. And what I'm trying to emphasize right now is that you keep your faith, especially today, because all of the rest of history put together up today is not going to compare to the things that you're going to have to go through. It's important to read the Old Testament. It's important to read the New Testament. And as you're reading the Old Testament, you see the types of things that, you know, it's awful hard on Christians and people of God because of the other nations coming in and slaughtering them, taking captive, killing them all off, and so forth and so on. Finally scattering the nation of Israel all over the world. And then we can read historical accounts about Christianity for the 2,000 years. You know, Acts ends, and it doesn't actually end, the book of Acts. You get, I think, the last one is chapter 29. Well, chapter 30 begins the Christian era, as it were. It begins doing those things is Acts chapter 30, 31, 32, and goes on to the day. Now, things are changing. Those of you that might have just accepted Jesus as I prayed that prayer with you are living in a very unique time that no other Christian ever had, let alone the people of God in the Old Testament. This is the last days. This is the time that Jesus will return. You're part of the church. You're part of Christianity that will see Jesus coming back Now, if you stay faithful, you keep your faith in the prayer that you just heard, and die before he comes back, then you're secure, because anything else that you need will be through death's gate to Jesus Christ, because you believe that he's the Son of God, and you died. Your martyrdom is you made it to death without turning your back on Jesus. The promise and the guarantee is that you will have eternal life with Jesus Christ, because you did not turn your faith away. But you would still have cleaning to do, and when you die, that cleaning takes place. It's the finality. It is actually the fulfillment of the actual washing in the blood to get rid of your false doctrine, your customs and traditions, and anything else, you know, conditionings and stuff that simply is messing you all up. You know, a lot of many as Christians that might be really good, they have so much filthiness about them that their righteousness is as filthy rags to God. But Christians that survive, which a good number of Christians today will survive, I mean, if you're younger and not that old, you know, maybe even in the 60s and 70s, you still have a really good chance of seeing Jesus. Now, as a Christian keeping your faith, you won't see Jesus coming to actually be king on earth, because you will be coming with him. He'll be, as the Bible shows, on a white horse in front. Behind is all the saints. So it's important in your faith. This is important for you. Do you hear me? This is important. When Jesus returns, really returns, you will see the backside of him. You'll see his back. You'll see the back of his head. If you see his face, reject that Jesus, because you will not see his face when Jesus returns. When everybody on earth sees him returning, and you see his face, that is a false deception that you are seeing. Yes, there's technology today that can broadcast onto all the sky and all the world at the same moment a projection of a real, animated, lifelike return of Jesus Christ. Lots of deceptions are coming for this generation of Christians. Now, a lot of the disobedience from the past 2,000 years are going to come upon the Christians today. Things are going to happen. And Christians today as a whole, so new Christians should not jump right away to the traditions of Christianity. You might go to a denomination. Just remember, if they're using a modern translation and they're not telling you the things what I'm telling you right now, they're developing or involved in the deception that's going to make a large number of Christians turn their backs on Jesus. We're in that day. Dramatic things are going to happen. You're going to go through 1260 days of chastisement, of spanking, of punishment, various kinds of words. Leviticus chapter 26, the fourth level of disobedience, is going to be taken care of at this time. Only got about 15 seconds left here. Remember, a simple prayer gets you saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And then get ready. Watch Revelation 3:3. If you don't watch, you won't know the hour that Jesus comes. That's what it's saying. If you watch, you'll know the hour. So get ready, people. See you next week.